ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن ولا وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of tahajjud, what are the best ayat of the Quran to recite in tahajjud, especially when we begin the salah? My brothers and sisters, the most beautiful speech is the speech of Allah. The most truthful speech is the speech of Allah. The greatest speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in this speech of Allah, in the Kitabullah, the greatest of ayat are the ayat which refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. These are the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified himself, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about himself and his attributes. And they are the greatest ayat because there is nobody who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than himself. And there is nobody who can describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than himself. And therefore, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he described himself and he spoke about his glory and his majesty are the most magnificent, the most glorious, the most powerful ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place introduced himself and he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself and his attributes in that most beautiful ayat of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke about the effect on whatever this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sent down on. And the idea of this example is so that we examine our hearts and see what is the effect of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our hearts. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the famous last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if this kalam is sent down onto a mountain, it is the majesty of this kalam, it is the glory of this kalam of Allah, that the mountain will humble itself and will disintegrate. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned himself and he introduced himself. And he mentioned his glorious names and attributes, where he said, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned himself and he mentioned his greatest attribute, the fact that there is no one worthy of worship except himself. Where he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدِ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدِ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدِ. The uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partners, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be compared to anyone or anything, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlike anything and everything in His creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to and above His creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existed and will continue to exist. He existed before His creation and He will continue to exist after His creation has been finished. That He is the originator of the creation and He is the one who will bring it to a close at a time when it suits Him and when it is His wish to do so. Many places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Himself. But with respect to tahajjud, my brothers and sisters, I recommend that we begin our tahajjud with these kalimat of Allah, with these ayat of the Quran, and with these kalimat of the glory and magnificence and praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bring to our consciousness the fact that every single ayat of the Quran, we begin with the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin. We begin with this every single ayat of the every single rak'at of the of salah, irrespective of whether it is fard or nafil, irrespective of whether it is sunnah or not. We pray the salah, we pray every single salah, every single rak'at of the salah with this surah, and it begins with the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is to remind ourselves to keep thinking and to keep reflecting when we are outside the salah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there, that we are still in His presence, even though we have formally checked out from the section of worship, but we are still in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, that He is with us all the time. And this is a source of great comfort to the heart. It's a source of great relief for the believer to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him all the time. This is the greatest protection from sin, because how can anyone commit a sin when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him, that He is watching him, that He is hearing him, and that He is with him all the time? How can somebody go to a place where sin is being committed? How can somebody indulge in sin when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him? We do these things because we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And that is why the importance of tahajjud. And that is why my recommendation that we start with these ayat of the Quran, the ayat of the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that our prayer begins with that. And therefore, it softens the heart. It brings tears to the eyes when we understand and we reflect on the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereby contrast on our own personal insignificance, on our own personal nothingness, or no matter who we are or what we are or where we come from. You might be a king or a president in the world, but that is a temporary stage. It is a very, very temporary stage. Means nothing, because there are other kings and other presidents who are far more powerful than you are. And even if you are the most powerful king or president that ever existed on the face of the earth, you have a lifespan which is limited. And the time will come when that presidency will be taken away and that kingdom will be taken away, and you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with nothing except the deeds that you earned with your hands. And this applies not only to kings and presidents, to queens and so on. It applies to every single human being. If you were born, you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you agree or you don't agree, whether you accept or you don't accept, you and I will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you to reflect on this particular day and time, and to think about this and to imagine it and to say, where will I be at that particular time. Inshallah, we will talk more about this later. For today, this is sufficient to ensure that we pray tahajjud without fail, that we pray tahajjud every single day of our lives, inshallah, and that we begin our tahajjud, inshallah, with these ayat, with the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, let me ensure that I also mention that this is not obligatory. This is just a recommendation that I am making purely out of the feeling of my heart. It is permissible to recite anything from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud, and inshallah the reward of that is the same. I'm mentioning this as a matter of experience to say that this is the fastest thing that will inshallah soften our hearts and make us humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.